This is 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio, and I'm Dory Nutt. Well, it's finally spring, and naturally, our thoughts turn to romance. This week, we have sundial writer Paul Harrison conjuring up some romantic memories. His methods of courtship might seem pretty labor-intensive to the young folks of today who are used to texting and swiping.
Ah, courtship. When sparks fly, the pulse quickens, and love is in the air. So it was when Diane and I started down the road of romance at a small college nestled in a historic neighborhood in Nashville. In pre-cell phone days, back in the 70s, communication differed radically from today. In fact, our dormitory rooms had no phones. All of us fellas had to fight over a few payphones. To help the guys and girls on campus communicate more easily, the school established its own letter delivery system between the dorms. I'm talking old-fashioned, handwritten letters placed in envelopes with the addressee's name on the outside. Each night, we guys would deposit our letters in a wooden mailbox in the dorm foyer. At 7 p.m., the box, packed with our best literary efforts, would be carried by a designated mailman over to the girls' dorm. The girls would read their correspondence and reply by 10 p.m. when the mail came back to us guys. I remember some girls would dab a bit of perfume on their letters to increase their romantic impact. I suppose Diane and I wrote hundreds of letters. Wanting to impress her, I was not content with simple notes. Once I penned my thoughts on a vibrant orange and red autumn leaf. Another letter carried a cat theme, telling her she was perfect and that she had led me into feline felicity. One night, the white concave face of a seashell carried my words in soft lead pencil. My most ambitious effort took a while to pull off. I took an ordinary egg and, with a needle, poked a hole in one end, about the size of the opening of a small straw. Another smaller hole in the other end allowed me to blow out the white and yellow of the egg. After drying out the hollow egg for a couple of days, I inscribed the yearnings of my heart onto paper. Then I flipped the page over to the blank side and drew multiple horizontal lines across the sheet from one side to the other, and then crisscrossing vertical lines, creating something like a checkerboard. Next, I consecutively numbered each of the small squares from top to bottom. Scissors then turned my missive into a small puzzle of maybe 40 pieces or so. The first piece was then folded in half again, and then again, leaving about an inch-long splinter of paper about the size of a matchstick. When all of the pieces were thus folded, each was inserted into the hole in the egg. With a touch of Elmer's glue, a tiny snippet of white paper was then used to seal the hole. Diane's name was written on the shell, and my letter was complete. I pictured her cracking the egg, but in fact, I later learned she found the hole, enlarged it a little, and used tweezers to extract the note. It must have worked its magic, for 40-something years later, she still has the egg and its contents. What fun it was! In the course of time, I got up my nerve to ask for her hand in marriage. She accepted, and the countdown started to May 19, 1978, our wedding day. Somewhere along the way, Diane got the grand idea of making a long chain out of brightly colored construction paper, with each link representing one day until the big event. Her third-floor dorm room faced the classroom building across the street, and she would day by day, at just the hour I was in class, hang the paper chain out her window for me to see. At first, it streamed all the way down the wall and piled up on the sidewalk below. She would snip off a link each day, of course, so eventually the chain was hanging free from the ground and started to snake its way up the wall. There's no doubt about it, my attention in class dropped in direct proportion to the decreasing length of that chain. That was long ago, and Diane and I are getting old. We've lived and loved through cancer and chemo and all kinds of things. We've watched each other's hair turn silver, and our steps aren't as fast as they once were. Some of our early experiences have gotten fuzzy, but I think as long as we are able to conjure up memories, we'll hold dear those days of writing sweet love notes to each other and counting down the days to when we said, I do.
Sundial contributor Paul Harrison is a pastor at Madison Free Will Baptist Church. Paul and his wife Diane continue their long romance, supporting each other through thick and thin, and look forward to many more happy years together. You can find Paul's story and all the past Sundial stories and poems at WLRH.org by clicking on the Sundial tab. You can hear Sundial each Monday morning at 9 o'clock right here on 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio.